أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So continuing with Surah Al-Isra, yesterday we concluded it by looking at a summary of the 10 sections of the surah. But I promised that I would elaborate on Ayah 110, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ اِدْعُوا اللَّهَ أَوْ اِدْعُوا الرَّحْمَنَ. Say, convey this message to them, O Muhammad. Call upon Allah or call upon the Rahman. أَيَّامًا تَدُوا. Whichever you call upon. فَلَهُ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى. To him belong the best of names, the best of attributes. And these attributes are in essence doors that open up to his mercy, to his generosity, to his greatness. For example, when we're ill, we call upon Ya Shafi, the one who heals. When we're confused, we're conflicted in our actions, we call upon Ya Hadi. When we're restricted and we're closed upon, our possibilities have ended, we call upon Ya Fatah. Our whole world in essence is the name of Allah, because nothing which exists can come into existence automatically. And these names are an infrastructure for our behavior, for our personalities. The human being in essence is a representative of Allah. And the Prophet ﷺ said, تَخَلُّكُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. Adopt in yourself the akhlaq of Allah. And the only way we can do it is to be able to understand these divine qualities and how we are able to internalize them and how we're able to manifest them. So let me try and explain this. For example, the human being in social life needs peace in his life. And as-salam, peace, is one of the names of Allah. We need kindness and forgiveness for well-being. So Allah has Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. Society, in order to attain solidarity, power and confidence, needs Iman. Al-Mu'min, the believer, is one of the qualities of Allah. In order to attain control over our affairs and independence, we've got to develop strength. Al-Qawiyu, the powerful. Al-Ghaniyu, the independent, are two more of his qualities. The human being and human society is distinguished by having creative ability. So we have Al-Khaliqu, the creator, Al-Bariu, the originator, Al-Musawwiru, the fashioner. If we were to play a sports, we would not go out, for example, tennis, we would not go out to the court with bedroom slippers. Similarly, we have to learn and apply the right name and thus the right akhlaq, the right behavior in the appropriate situation. So each name, besides being a du'a, is also something that we can apply to our lives. So there are three parts of looking at a name. We look at the theoethics, which is understanding it. We look at the psychoethics, which is how do we apply it to our life. And then we have the social ethics, which is how we manifest it. Basically, knowledge, process, and action. The healing and comfort that each name brings for our nature changes and assists us to develop. They are essential tools for our state, for our perfection, for our transformation, for our reaching our full potential. And it's a total reliance on Allah. It's absolutely phenomenal. They are antidotes, they are answers, and they'll produce a result for various matters and issues in our lives. As a child, I remember, did not know the meanings or anything, but all I knew that if I lost something, I would recite Ya Zahiru. If I was scared, I would call upon him with a name that my mama had taught me. If I was sick, it would be a Shafi, and so on and so forth. But as you grow older, you try to learn about them. So inshallah, this will be a start to be able to look at each of these names and understand them. So let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to understand the Asma al-Husna. There's 127 in the Quran, and to be able to ponder over them and be able to apply them to our lives. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.